Welcome back, everybody. I'm Big Al Weekly, and this is the Big Al Bluegrass Show, and it's brought to you by MusicChartsMagazine.com in Nashville, Tennessee. Our tribute to a bluegrass legend here on the Big Al Bluegrass Show, tribute to Curly Seckler. Coming up in this segment, we'll take a look at the third chapter, at least what we call the third chapter of his bluegrass life. We'll also hear comments from one of his longtime friends, Herschel Sizemore. Herschel himself is a legendary mandolin player. But before we go back to that third chapter, let's move back to the year of 1950. In our conversation many years ago, Curly had told me that the Foggy Mountain Boys were looking for songs in their repertoire that they could sing while Lester rest his voice. One of those songs were the Salty Dog Blues. So we'll go back to WDAE Studios in Tampa, Florida, October the 20th of 1950. Here we have Lester Flatt playing the guitar, Benny Sims on the fiddle and singing lead on the Salty Dog Blues, Earl Scruggs on the banjo and baritone vocal, Curly Seckler, of course, on tenor vocal and mandolin, and then we've got Jody Rainwater on the bass. So let's go back to that year of 1950 as we pay tribute to a great bluegrass legend, the great Curly Seckler, and here is the Salty Dog Blues on the Big Al Bluegrass Show.
Salty dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Look at yourself, I know you run down sucking in a wore out you. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Down in the wildwood, sitting on a log, finger on the trigger and eye on the hog. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Salty dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Pull the trigger and the gun said go. The shot fell over in Mexico. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Salty dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog.
Once again, paying tribute to a legend in bluegrass, that was the Foggy Mountain Boys singing Salty Dog Blues here on the Big Al Bluegrass Show. Now let's go to what we call the third chapter of Curly's bluegrass life. Now, Curly had left the music business briefly during the 1960s, but soon returned to performing when the bluegrass festivals began to thrive. Now, he rejoined Lester Flatt's Nashville Grass in 1973 and remained there until Lester's death. And then, starting another chapter of his life, he took the Nashville Grass and toured all over the country with them for another 15 years until he retired in 1994. This particular cut is a gospel song that they recorded, I believe it was around 1985. This is a live show that they did at Everett's Music Barn. I believe it was in Georgia. So here is Curly Seckler moving forward and carrying on the tradition that Lester Flatt left with the Nashville Grass here on the Big Owl Bluegrass Show.
I want to take that to the workshop.
Overhaul.
It was just a little out of tune, but I've worked all my life out of tune, I guess. But it wasn't too far out. I didn't think. You know, I held a mountain with Lester and Earl a little better than 12 or 13 years. I don't know how long, but Earl, every now and then, he'd look over and he'd say, they called me Sec. Said, I believe that E string needs to be pulled up just a little bit. Lester would say, Earl, don't have him to do that. He might break it. So I've played out of tune all my life. I tell you what, set that over there, Willis, and hand me that hot mandolin.
Where's the hot one?
It's back in there. I don't have but the one. And we're gonna do some more gospel numbers here. Are we still missing one? Right here's a gospel number that don't too many of them sing anymore, but we always like to pick up the older ones and go on with them. You know, sometimes we record some new numbers. We've got some new gospel in this album here. We've got one in there. I'm Not Scared of That Old Grave in this new album. And we've got Hand in Hand with Jesus in there and Take Up the Cross. We'll be doing some of them. That's in our new album. But this one here is one that I've always enjoyed. If and you're ready, take me in the lifeboat.
It will bear my spirit home. Oh, come, brothers, sisters, and don't fall asleep. Pray night and day are your Saint Benedict. Fathers and mothers are crying so loud. Say, Lord, won't you take us in your lifeboat?
Take me in the lifeboat, take me in the lifeboat. It will stand the raging storm. Take me in the lifeboat, take me in the lifeboat. It will bear my spirit home.
Wind is so loud, the thunder is rolling, bursting in the clouds. They prayed to the shipmates for what they'd done. They took the dying sailors in the lifeboat.
Take me in the lifeboat, take me in the lifeboat. It will stand the raging storm. Take me in the lifeboat, take me in the lifeboat. It will bear my spirit home.
Once again, paying tribute to the great Curly Suckler. That goes back to the year of 1985, I believe, and he was with the Nashville Grass at the time, carrying on the tradition that Lester Flatt had left him to do. That was out at Everett's Music Barn there in Georgia. So many things that we could say about a stellar musician like the great Curly Sackler, but I think the music tells the story and some of these excerpts. Now, I know that some of this is not quality, but you got to remember that some of these recordings are old and they're live, and sometimes you'll get a little noise in there with those, but that kind of makes it a little bit more real. That's what we used to deal with many years ago when we did a lot of radio. But coming up, we will have two songs that Curly wrote, two of many, actually. No Mother or Dad, and one that he mentioned me in our conversation, That Old Book of Mine. That'll be coming up in the next segment of the Big Al Bluegrass Show as we finish up our tribute to the great Curly Sackler. Right now, we're going to hear a comment from one of his longtime friends, legendary mandolin player Herschel Sizemore. So let's go back to hear this comment as we pay tribute to Curly Sackler here on the Big Al Bluegrass Show. Here's Herschel Sizemore. We're paying tribute to one of the great legends of bluegrass music, and also he is an American treasure, and that is the legendary Curly Sackler. And some of the many comments and stories that we have already heard, I've got one of Curly's friends on the line with me. He himself is an American treasure and a legend. He was inducted into the Alabama Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame March 18th of 2011, and certainly has worked with some of the top in bluegrass: Jimmy Martin, Del McCurry, Bill Monroe, Vassar Clements, the legendary Herschel Sizemore with us. And I appreciate you being a part of this tribute to Curly Sackler, Herschel.
It's my pleasure, Al.
You know, I was looking here. I noticed that you had played mandolin on Curly's first solo album in 1971. I bet that was a lot of fun, huh?
Yes, it was. I had known Curly since about 1953 and visited him there in Nashville, you know, many times, go out to his home, visit with him. And we, from the first time we met, we just really hit it off, and I admired Curly's singing. Just, I mean, he was my hero. And, of course, I liked everything Flat and Scruggs done, and I'd follow them around everywhere they'd go if it was drivable for me at all. And, when Curly decided to do a solo album, he called and asked, would I help and play mandolin on it? And I told him I'd be honored, more than honored, to do it. One time, Lester, you know, played mandolin way back with Charlie Monroe. But anyway, he liked the mandolin. And when Curly quit, he offered me the job. And we were talking one day, and I said, I'll tell you one thing. Sackler could play one of the best rhythm chops on the mandolin of anybody I ever seen and heard. And he said, yeah. Curly wasn't a great, great mandolin player, but he said, I loved the way he held it, and then chuckled, you know. I'd heard him tell him that on stage, you know, but it was just a joke, because I tell you what Curly did lead-wise on a lot of the songs he played on, it was right there. It wasn't anything fancy, but he played exactly what that tune needed, and that shows me the mark of a true, true professional man.
Do you have anything that you would like to say to Curly as we're putting this tribute together for him, Herschel?
I just want my old friend to know that I'm there for him, and I still think the world of him, and if he ever does another album, I want to be the mandolin player on it. And I pray for him that he will get better and get up and around. And I tell you, he's a tough old dude, and if anybody can, he probably will. I could tell you a real funny story right quick.
Do it. Yes, please.
When we were going to New York to do this first solo album with Curly, I was part of the Shenandoah Cut-Ups, and we were going up Interstate 81 up in Pennsylvania somewhere. And, you know, I always, like I said earlier, loved everything Flat and Scruggs done, and I loved the mandolin. And I know when Josh come in, you know, Curly just quit ever taking any breaks. I just asked Curly. I said, Curly, what happened when Josh come to work? I said, man, you just backed off and quit ever taking any mandolin breaks. And you know, Curly just even talks tenor. He said, well, I tell you, Herschel, he said, when Josh come into the group with that dobro, he said, the mandolin breaks just come to a shutdown.
And there is the great Herschel Sizemore here on the Big Al Bluegrass Show. We got more coming up. A tribute to the great Curly Seckler. And it's all brought to you by MusicChartsMagazine.com.